going to take some notes here. That this is interesting, and I'd like to come back and ask you some questions on this. So you mentioned when your father jumped over the gate, the fence around the house was made.
Oh yes, the yards were fenced in those days. Well, I remember when I was growing up, they were too, and for a long time we didn't. Henderson County got what they call the no fence law or stock law. They got it before Decatur County did, several years before we did. And people resented it, you know. They didn't like it. Their cattle running out, their stock running outside, you know, they could graze and kind of forage for themselves. And yes, then, but we had, when I was going, well, after I was growing, we still had a yard fence and a backyard gate and a front yard gate.
I see. Would you describe the different kinds of fences that you remember?
Fences?
Yes.
Well, we had, the yard was paled. Maybe they took a frog, you know, and made them tall palings. I don't know if they have them now or not. Yeah, I would say it was about that tall, you know.
Four feet tall?
Yes.
And
in a garden especially, now the garden, they would see the chickens would be out. They ran on the yard, you know, didn't have chicken yard. Most people, at least, but where I knew, they didn't. They probably in other places more prosperous. And Decatur County was hard hit by the Civil War. Don't ever let anybody tell you it wasn't, because I know my parents, they described it too vividly. And after the war, the Reconstruction days, of course, the Negroes, the white men that helped free them, they would incite them, and, you know, just to be rude. And some of them, you know, would. And the Negroes said they got sassy. And of course, Nathan Bedford Forrest, you know, they gave him credit for organizing the Ku Klux Klan. And my dad, they had it in Decatur County. I don't think it lasted very long, at least not where he was. And he joined. Well, they joined for the protection. Now, the Negroes, they'd just be sassy, you know, and just rude to them. Now, some of them are still good, you know, just like they were before the war. And now there's plenty of them that were not. And they organized, and I guess it was partly a protection against the white people that was, you know, inciting the Negroes to do this. They were worse to blame. They were worse to blame because the Negroes didn't know any better. They were ignorant and hadn't been taught very much then. And I've always thought, and well, my daddy said so, that the white people, white men, you know, inciting them to, you know, to rise up. And
probably the same for the bushwhackers, do you think?
Yes, some of them were. Then there's some of them just prejudice, you know. And that prejudice lasted for a long time, some on both sides.
To go back to fences here for a moment, what other kinds of fences do you remember? The pins?
Rail fences.
Rail
fences.
Uh-huh. And did you have any made of wire?
Well, finally they did. But when I was growing up, there were some that had barbed wire fences, you know, just that, you know, something like the wires that part, you know, part that was for stock, you know. But of course, the hogs, they had put them in pens or let them run out.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, then they had woven wire too. But now they didn't have, when I was growing up, I don't remember very little of that, nor too, not very much barbed wire. Now, of course, I'm just speaking about in my own community, and
sure.
I never was there.
Well, that's what I'm interested in, is the recollection that you have of your own community.